WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School District's career page now lists an opening for transportation director.
This comes 4 weeks after the start of the school year, where an outside consultant was hired to resolve problems getting students bused to and from school. WTAW News has reached out to Superintendent Christy Whitbeck about what happened to the former director. Rob Welsh, a former superintendent in Centerville, was the transportation director in Melissa, north of McKinney, when he came to Bryan in June of last year on the recommendation of former Superintendent Tommy Wallace. Board President Trey Moore says he cannot comment on personnel decisions other than the superintendent. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Two former leaders of local public agencies are now in new places. The former president of the Research Valley Partnership, Todd McDaniel, is now with the city of Bryan as an economic development specialist. City officials say that's a new position created for the new city budget that begins October 1st. McDaniel has been working for the city since August 21st. And the former president of what used to be called the Convention and Visitors Bureau, Shannon Overby, is in the private sector working for a company involved in the travel industry. Among the several expected negative impacts of Hurricane Harvey is Texas's housing market. The state's listings activity, home prices, and sales experienced strong gains in the first half of the year, but Harvey is expected to affect real estate activity in many areas. President of the BCS Regional Association of Realtors, Chad Hubdy, says they've already seen some transactional changes.
When buyers are engaged in the mortgage process, there are some additional layers that have to be gone through now to have the properties reinspected and walked by appraisers a second time before we close, just to make sure that the property didn't sustain any damage. And we sort of don't know how long those reinspects will be lasting.
Although at a slower rate than the previous 3 years, the median home price and home sales in Bryan College Station both increased 8.1% in the first half of 2017. 4 days after being released from jail, a Bryan man is back following his arrest on a murder charge. Bryan police accuse 18-year-old Saul Lee Suarez Jr. being armed and being nearby when a juvenile traded gunfire at Williamson Park a week ago last Friday. 19-year-old Jonathan Munoz died in the shooting. According to the BPD's Facebook page, Suarez and a 16-year-old conspired to rob Munoz of his marijuana at the park. Suarez stayed in a car with a sawed-off shotgun while the 16-year-old and Munoz traded gunfire. Munoz died at the park, and the 16-year-old received medical treatment for minor injuries before he was taken to juvenile detention. Bryan police has video evidence of last Thursday's shooting that killed a Bryan man. The victim, 30-year-old Carlos De Jesus Marr, was shot in the parking lot of the University Inn on South Texas by the man who was arrested on a murder charge, 35-year-old William Thomas Curry III of Bryan. According to the arrest report, the hotel's video surveillance shows Curry walking towards Marr in the parking lot and Curry firing a pistol. Marr was unarmed, according to the video. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 77 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by BCR Realtors. We'll take one more look at your local news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Aggieland and Kyle Field in the fall. Know, experience, compares. Take in all the sights and sounds with your family and friends when you have a game day home in Aggieland. Game day homes are a solid investment in a strong real estate market. Locally, BCR Realtors are experts for game day home properties. Click on bcrbcs.com. Your experts for game day home properties in Aggieland, BCR Realtors, bcrbcs.com.
We may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold at Tom Light Chevrolet. Now save over $14,000 on a new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition. $14,100 in total savings. Choose from a big selection. But hurry, we may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings including factory incentives of $8,500 and $3,600 discount. $1,000 owner loyalty and $1,000 incremental cash. Stock number 60382. See dealer for details.
8:09, weather's brought to you this morning by Pottery Garden, offering quality freeze-dry, freeze-proof pottery for succulent size and up to 4 feet tall. And they last much longer than what you'll find at other stores, so stop by the Pottery Garden. They're located on North Avenue in the Garden District. Here are the unseasonal numbers.
Partial sun today, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm through the afternoon hours, highs anywhere from 90 to 95. Clouds night, lows will be near 75. For tomorrow, partial sun, shower, thunderstorm possible during the afternoon, 90 to 95 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, we'll have a few clouds. It remains warm, lows 75 to 80. Wednesday, some sun, chance of a shower, thunderstorm later in the day, and a high of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So we, you had the story about home markets and that sort of thing. I'm looking at the Houston Chronicle yesterday, and of course they generally have a very large real estate
section.
And they still had one, but I'm just reading some of the pictures. Is reading the captions under some of the pictures of the homes there on the front of the real estate. And a couple of them said, no water damage according to owner.
Well, and so that's what, you know, they're saying in the story was, you know, even here, they're having to go back and reinspect homes that were going to be closing any day. And now you're having to do reinspections just to make sure that there wasn't any damage. You know, and that's here. So I can't imagine what they're having to go through in that area.
Yeah, craziness. Craziness.
Hey, real quick, we did just get a text in about a wreck. Northbound Highway 6, it's about 200 feet south of Rock Prairie, and it says that traffic is backed up beyond Barron Road. So if you're northbound on 6 around the Rock Prairie Barron Road exit, that is why there is going to be some delay.
I can't tell because there's stuff all over the window this morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I was like, where's Scott?
Yeah.
No, he was going to check it out. Yeah.
Always got to go out there to look at the rail, especially when it's in the neighborhood. That we might be able to see out there and see how that works out. So one of the most annoying things about surfing today, besides all those
sharks,
ads, of course. No, on the
internet.
Yeah, that's surfing. Besides all the ads, landing on a site and getting blasted by video that starts automatically.
Yes. Oh, like what we just experienced when I was watching the end of that game.
Exactly, yeah. Yes. Right. Not only does the experience surprise and annoy web users, it can also consume power and use up your data, which can be a problem if you're mobile.
Right. Very true.
Now, Google says that it will do something about that problem. In the upcoming version of Google Chrome browser, that'll be Chrome 64,
okay,
Google will limit the ability for sites to autoplay videos. As the company explains in its blog post, autoplay will only be allowed when the media itself doesn't include sound.
Okay.
So they can still blow it up on your screen, but just not any audio.
So that's what I was going to say. For someone like me, my computer audio, I mean, I'm playing that over the air sometimes. And so during the show, if I'm going through and looking at stuff, I have to be, you know, uber careful and aware. And so that's, you know, videos are annoying regardless, but especially when they're loud and the volume is at top notch, regardless of your volume, that drives me crazy.
Well, and I mean, especially, well, in my case, you know, I go to these different sports sites and things like that. And there's always going to be a video, either breakdown of what happened or
commentary.
Or an ad or something like that automatically pops up when I might be looking for something else, either just to read it or looking for some different kind of content.
Yeah.
And it just pops up and starts yelling at me.
Now, yeah, you're like in the middle of class and you're trying to check out SportsCenter.
Exactly. Right. you get busted on that.
Right.
Now, the user can opt in for this if they do want it. If they're interested in the media being delivered that way and it's available, then they can do that. But in the latter case, user interest can be determined by a variety of factors. For example, if the user has frequently played the media on the site before when visiting from the desktop browser, then it will still do that. So you need to be aware of that. You want to disable it on your Chrome on your desktop, because if you're out in your mobile and it'll still pop up, and it'll go, well, you liked it on your desktop. Why don't you like it here? So anyhow, they'll do that. The same thing, Google is disabling some of its protections against autoplay for mobile users on Google for Android. It is removing the block autoplay setting that is currently available and will also remove the autoplay blocking on mobile when the data server mode is enabled. So that happens. Again, it's supposed to happen by the first of the year, but it's annoying to all of us.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it really
is. They're finally listening to us. Well, And the thing is, Google makes a ton of money off those ads.
Right. Well, and I get on something like YouTube where you have to watch an ad before your video plays, but you're going in to watch a video.
Sure.
So that's different than when you're just going to a site and all of a sudden a video pops up that's unexpected.
Because, right. Again, maybe you're just trying to get background or get a little.
Right.
A little
or, yeah, like that, yeah, reading an article and then all of a sudden, yeah, you're getting blasted by whoever.
So there you go. In Geneva, Switzerland, wads have cut up 500 euro notes mysteriously. Turned up, jammed into toilets in three neighborhood restaurants and a bank. Preliminary clues from the investigation suggest the money had been acquired in a crime.
Imagine that. Why else would you stuff it in the toilet?
That's it. She said, well, I had to get rid of that because it's like absolutely no good anymore. So researchers say U.S. American hands are getting dirtier. Oh, no!
God! We're going to die! Don't you understand? We're all going to die!
From dirty hands.
Yes, 77% of more than 6,000 men and women wash their hands in public restrooms, a 6% decline compared with a similar study which took place 10 years
okay,
ago.
Okay, but how many of them are using hand sanitizer?
Yeah. Carry it around with them.
Right. I mean, maybe not all, but I bet there's a lot of people. And now there's hand sanitizer in bathrooms if you don't want to wash your hands.
There's a surprising amount of people who don't wash their
hands. Oh, I completely, I know that. But still,
I'm saying there's people. There's people.
Would you like to name them?
No. I'm not going to name anybody.
Well,
just
see,
saying there's people.
Then there's that pressure, you see, if
happen someone else is in the restroom, then you feel like you have to wash your hands.
And especially if it's at work.
Coworkers.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, next time
obviously, they don't care when Zach's in the bathroom.
Next time I'm going to say something. I'm going to holler
from
the
stall. You're going to call
them out? No.
Wash your hands.
That's a personal decision.
Well, they should be. I mean, sometimes personal decisions affect the rest of us, Chelsea. Some of us get the flu. We're not all immune.
Yes, for all you
me and Scott are.
That's right, yeah. So anyway, according to the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, hand washing is the single most prevention step, the most important prevention step for reducing all sorts of disease transmissions. And U.S. Americans aren't just getting dirtier. We're also lying about it. In a survey, 92% of adults said they wash their hands in public restrooms.
And they're lying.
But the study showed really we're down at like 66% for men and 88% for women. So once again, women are certainly more honest than men, but they're still lying too. Just to let you know.
Bunch of liars.
All right, tonight it's the season premiere of Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
7 o'clock on ABC. We got Debbie Gibson, Nick and Vanessa Lachey, is that their name?
Lachey.
Lachey. Okay. Excuse me. My bad.
He used to be married to Jessica Simpson.
Okay.
He was in
T.O.
Yep. Oh, yeah. In there. Terrell. They always got to have a football player.
Yep. Drew Scott from HGTV.
Okay.
Is he one of the brothers?
Yes.
Is that okay?
It said Drew Scott from
Property Brothers.
Yes, exactly. And let me see. Nikki Bella, ESPN personality and former Paralympic swimmer. Victoria Arlen.
Okay.
Okay, she's Paralympian. And how is she doing dancing with... I mean, I'm going to ask that question.
Right.
I just don't know.
I'll Wikipedia
wondering.
And see.
Okay, see how that's working.
I have no idea. That's a very good question.
I'm not
Scott.
Sure exactly what the situation that qualifies her as a Paralympian, so that's why I don't
know. Right. Well, because I'm finding pictures of her in a wheelchair.
Okay.
But I don't know
I'm
if she's going to have...
I'm not saying people in a wheelchair can't dance,
yeah,
but
maybe
how
she
oh,
can
I know,
make it work.
I know. I think she has a prosthetic leg. Maybe not. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Well, if she's in a wheelchair, it would seem... How would you grade that?
Right.
I mean, she certainly has a right to be on the dance floor. I got that.
Oh, absolutely.
But how do you?
She can pop a wheelie?
Well, no, now I'm seeing a picture of her standing on the red carpet at the ESPYs this year.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, again.
It's a miracle.
I guess if we.
Maybe.
Wow. If we cared enough, we would.
Maybe she was paralyzed at one point, and then she's really involved with this Project Walk.
Could be.
So maybe she's done a lot of rehab.
Well,
and
if that's the case,
able...
that's a really cool story.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's I'm sure that it's out there somewhere. Anyway, it's on tonight.
As we research live on the radio.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. We do it on the fly.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Okay. We can do that. So here we go. Guys, if you're stressing out about going bald, stop. Your thinning hair might, in fact, be doing you a favor. Oh, that's so wrong. That's so wrong. But that's okay if you want to feel good about it. That's because a new study from researchers at the University of Pennsylvania have found that bald men are viewed as more confident, dominant, and taller. You are what you are.
Right.
How does being bald make you taller?
It doesn't.
See, they are.
Maybe it makes you shorter because you have less hair.
Tall.
They're lying to make bald people feel better.
Brad's fairly tall.
Okay, all right, okay.
But his baldness didn't make him tall. No.
It seems like it would be the opposite, right? Because you'd have
that's
the hair
what I'm saying.
Up.
You have less hair. You're actually shorter.
You'd do spiky hair if you could.
Right.
The Sacramento Bee says researchers ask men and women to rate images of men in terms of attractiveness, confidence, and dominance. Okay, shaved head, sure. We got that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Understand
yeah.
that look. That's a look.
Yeah.
Anyway, some of the images were of the men twice. One time with a full head of hair, and another time bald. In terms of attractiveness, the bald men didn't fare quite as well, receiving a significantly lower rating than the thick-haired counterparts, but bald men are perceived to do better economically in negotiations. Again, you kind of dominate the situation because you're bald, because of their dominant appearance. According to the American Hair Loss Association, yes,
maybe
there
they're
is one.
Maybe they're playing to their
the audience. Of course, 85% of men will have significantly thinning hair by the age of 50. 85% of men.
Wow.
But the ones that don't, they play it. All right.
Oh yeah.
Hey.
I think being bald-headed is kind of like the sunshine shining off of a bald-headed guy's head. It creates somewhat like a mirage.
Is that it? That's what it is.
You blind everybody.
It weakens you. Oh, I'm just saying. I'm not exactly sure about that. But that's fine if they want to try to make people feel better about it. There's a new animated film in the works. You might guess The Ark and the Aardvark. It's about an aardvark.
Really?
Who becomes the reluctant leader of a group of misfit animals
that
need to be led to Noah's Ark before the coming flood.
I don't know how politically correct a flood movie is these days.
That's true. The timing's not good on that. That'll be interesting because I'm sure that, each animal will have to have some sort of a personality.
Yeah, it's going to have to be weird if it's in the misfit group.
Right, now, Chelsea, did you watch any video of Cassini crashing into Mars?
No, I didn't. I didn't watch the video that Mr. Downs sent us with some orchestra behind it or something.
With music?
He sent it to you.
No,
so see, you ignore his emails too.
I just ignored it. That's right. I have no problem doing that at all. All right.
Robert Picardo put together this commemoration of the event with opera music
That's great. So I don't know if you saw any video of this, but Caldwell made the national big time.
Really?
For the wrong reason.
Oh.
Kolaches? Yeah.
Chicken parts.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Okay,
yes.
Drivers on a Texas highway had to slow down to avoid hitting chicken parts. Online photos showed massive spills of chicken parts all over Highway 21 near the town of Caldwell, Texas.
Hey.
Yeah. Police say that the parts burst out of the truck. That's scary.
Burst.
So it was a spontaneous burst?
Yes, that's what it says. It's the... See... I hate the way they wrote this. The spill happened near a McDonald's restaurant.
Of course.
But cops said it was just a coincidence. McDonald's is going, what are you doing? Why do we have to be a part of this story?
Exactly.
Maybe it's a little bit like, whenever you get a chicken with its head cut off, it's still going to run around. Well, even chicken parts are wanting to get out.
Hello.
I wonder if the aardvark is going to talk like this all through that movie.
I don't know how the aardvark will speak. We'll just have to watch.
Wasn't Arthur an aardvark? Or was he an anteater?
No.
No, he was an aardvark.
Yeah, he was an aardvark because it started with an A.
That's it.
Anteater?
I'm not used to being up this early, guys. I got to remember that.
Anyway, a worker at a nearby coffee shop posted pictures on Facebook with the caption, "Is it too soon to ask why the chicken crossed the road?"
Oh,
very nice. I like that. Okay.
Beat you to it, Scott.
Yep. Here you go. Here's kind of a story about a situation you went through. A kitten lucky to be alive after surviving a ride in the engine of a car.
Uh-huh.
Carla Tomlinson of Houston heard strange noises under the hood.
Why did Carla make the news and I didn't?
Yeah, really. After drive, well, yours was a puppy and not making noise.
No,
right?
Mine was a cat, well, and it was definitely making noise. How do you think I found it,
Chelsea,
Scott?
You could have written the story.
I guess
you could have written the story
because I'm not on Facebook. I didn't post it on Facebook.
Well, they spotted the small gray striped kitty hiding behind the radiator grill. Kara said that the cat seemed unhappy and overheated.
Imagine that.
And yeah, so she drove slowly to a nearby fire station and asked for help. Firefighters removed the grill, and they were greeted with a really angry, hissing kitten.
Oh, yep. She had to call for help. I extracted kitten alone by myself.
Did you use gloves?
No. I didn't have gloves
in
my truck.
You just went right in
there. Oh, went right barehanded.
Boom.
Wow. Yeah.
Grabbed him.
Yep.
We had a kitten climb into our washing machine one time.
Really?
Or our dryer. Because on the outside, I guess it had an opening.
Sure.
Oh. The outside of the house, and the cat was somehow able to climb in.
Okay.
And so my father had to extract said cat from the dryer, and my mother happened to be on the phone with somebody from church, and about that time, the kitten decided to latch onto my father's finger.
And and we heard all about that.
Caused him to say some dirty things.
Yeah. Well, that's what, saving kitten. Let kittens save themselves. Just put a little ladder there and let the kitten go ahead and get out of the
dryer. He's got eight more lives.
Yeah,
I mean, geez.
That's right. Exactly. Well, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
They said a firefighter, even though he wore gloves, was also clawed by the kitten.
Cat was nice to me. For the most part.
You talked nicely to it. And
yep.
It just
Chelsea
right
the kitten whisperer.
Yeah.
For Kashinka with your money now. Fuel prices will probably remain elevated for the rest of the year in the aftermath of Harvey and Irma, costing consumers billions but providing a profit boost to some refining companies. The storm knocked out millions of barrels a day of fuel production rapidly, driving up gas prices to $2.80 a gallon recently. An extended increase of 25 to 50 cents a gallon would translate to billions of dollars in cost to consumers over the course of 2 to 3 months. As a growing number of devices in our homes, such as refrigerators and toasters, connect to the Internet, product performance is improving, but security risks are climbing. Last year, thousands of Internet-connected devices, such as cameras and DVRs, were infected with malware. Consumers have few ways of knowing how to secure a device when they buy it. Several nonprofits and government agencies are working on standards, certifications, tests, and ways to label devices to inform consumers about security and privacy. But for now, buyers are on their own. That's your money now.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
If only we were born knowing how to plan for life's big expenses. Brought to you by TIAA.
Saving is absolutely key. What happens if you want to buy a house? That can be a big chunk of change. Good thing we're thinking about it now.
Inspection fees, closing costs, escrow.
When I'm eyeing that mid-century modern, I want to strike while the iron's hot.
Whether you're looking to save, invest, or plan your retirement, let us help you start planning today at TIAA.org.
Protecting elderfish. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Many varieties of fish live to be 100 or more years old, growing bigger with each year. University of Washington marine ecologist Lewis Barnett explains that as fish age, they may breed earlier, produce more eggs, and occupy different areas and depths.
In many species, the young fish will settle in sort of shallower environments near shore, and then as they grow and mature, they move to deeper offshore habitats.
Having a diversity of ages keeps fish populations healthy. But in the journal Current Biology, Barnett and his colleagues report that fishing pressures have led to reductions of up to 90% in the senior fish demographic. To protect these big old fish, they suggest maximum size limits for many species and the creation of no fishing zones, where at least some fish can live well into their hundreds. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
You want your business to succeed in the next 10 years. Help make it happen by attending the Governor's Small Business Forum Research Valley on October 5th from 8:30 till 3. It's sponsored by the Texas Governor's Office, the Texas Workforce Commission, and other local partners. This forum is designed to give entrepreneurs and small businesses valuable tools, skills, and knowledge needed to thrive in today's economy. Instructive seminars and expert speakers will offer vital information on both public and private resources. Investment is $50. Log on to researchvalley.org.
Not available in all states.
Hey, Tracy, heard you started your own business.
Yep, a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt vending franchise. It's the latest revolution in healthy frozen yogurt. My robots...
Wait, your robots?
Yep, my robots deliver 7 flavors of delicious and healthy frozen yogurt to customers in high traffic locations. And Reese and Irvy's provides everything we need to succeed.
And the robots do the work.
They work so I don't have to.
How can I get my own robots?
Simply go to froyofranchising.com, enter promo code 7676, and submit your information. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 7676.
After learning that Equifax allowed the data of 143 million Americans to get stolen right under its nose, and then learning that the top Equifax bosses knew but rushed to sell their Equifax stock before disclosing the theft, it's hard to imagine this story could get any worse. But it has. Kim Commando with your Monday Consumer Tech Update. In March of this year, Equifax learned that its web portal set up to handle disputes and offer credit monitoring services was loaded with vulnerabilities. A security company actually provided Equifax a software patch to fix the vulnerabilities once again in March. The hack was completely preventable. Equifax management had more than 2 months to take the precautions that would have protected half of the American adult population, but it didn't. There's a point in the law where an accident or even negligence is so heinous that it rises to a criminal offense. This may very well be one of them. Get all the tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. If you have a small business, you know that customers are your lifeline. And keeping your ever-growing list of customer names, addresses, messages, and invoices organized can be a nightmare. So let me introduce you to Zoho and its amazing CRM tool. CRM stands for Customer Relationship Manager. Imagine every customer detail, a complete history of every phone call, email, order, and proposal. Zoho can even tell you the best time to call or email. Turn cold leads into interested prospects and prospects into paying customers. Zoho automates follow-up emails and customer payment reminders. All of your contacts and leads in one place where you can keep track of the entire sales process, leaving you more time to run your business and close more deals. Start today. Visit ZohoCRM.com. That's ZohoCRM.com. Go now and get 10 users in your company free. That's ZohoCRM.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Next year's Bryan City budget, which starts October 1st, includes 11 new jobs. One of those has already been filled. The former president of the Research Valley Partnership, Todd McDaniel, started August 21st as an economic development specialist. The city council also approved 3 more police officers, a fire department person to serve multiple administrative duties, and a full-time and a part-time position at the municipal golf course, among other positions. McDaniel is one of 2 who recently left leadership positions at local public agencies who are now in new places. The former president of what used to be known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau, Shannon Overby, is in the private sector working for a company involved in the travel industry. 4 weeks after the Bryan School District started off the new year with busing issues, the district is looking for a new transportation director.
Last Friday, Bryan ISD added the job posting, the hiring dates to be determined, and the closing dates when the position's filled. School Board President Trey Moore says he cannot comment on personnel decisions other than the superintendent. WTAW News has sent an email to Superintendent Christy Whitbeck asking what happened to former director Rob Welsh and the status of resolving busing problems that led to hiring an outside consultant on the first day of classes. Welsh came to Bryan in June of last year from North Texas, where he was transportation director in Melissa. He's also a former superintendent in Centerville. 6 board members unanimously hired Welsh on the recommendation of former Superintendent Tommy Wallace. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Texas home sales volume, home prices, and listings activity experienced strong gains in the first half of the year, according to the mid-year report released by the Texas Association of Realtors. Home sales in the Twin Cities increased 8% in the first half of the year, while the median price also increased 8%. President of the BCS Regional Association of Realtors, Chad Hubdy, says this is a slower pace compared to the last 3 years.
We went through kind of a market surge where there was a lot of relocation to our market over the last 3 years. We had a lot of major employers that were staffing up, bringing folks in. There were times during that period where the university was staffing up on faculty. And so we saw a lot of outside folks moving to Bryan College Station, which sort of surged our marketplace here.
Hubdy says as the community shifts from expansion mode to a stabilized market, it becomes an advantage for home buyers.
The ability to press those price points on the seller end of the transaction is not quite as strengthened as it was over the last few years. And so I think what we'll see is we're already seeing a number of listings that are having price reductions because they were maybe delivered to market kind of based on those statistical highs.
Hubdy says it is still unknown how Hurricane Harvey will impact the local marketplace, but there is conversation that people will relocate from Houston, which could be a positive. Bryan police announced yesterday a second arrest was made Friday night for the murder of a Bryan man at Williamson Park. According to the Bryan Police Department's Facebook page, 18-year-old Saul Lee Suarez Jr. is the second person to be arrested for the September 8th murder of 19-year-old Jonathan Munoz. That follows BPD's arrest of a 16-year-old the day Munoz was shot. BPD's Facebook page says the 16-year-old and Suarez planned to rob Munoz of his marijuana. At the park, the 16-year-old and Munoz traded gunfire, and Suarez stayed inside a vehicle with a sawed-off shotgun. Munoz died at the park, and the 16-year-old received medical treatment before he was taken to juvenile detention. Suarez, who was also arrested for possessing a prohibited weapon, is back in the Brazos County Jail following his release 4 days after he paid a fine related to a guilty plea he entered last year to possessing marijuana. A shooting last Thursday that killed a Bryan man took place in a hotel parking lot. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, surveillance video from the University Inn on South Texas showed the victim, 30-year-old Carlos De Jesus Marr, was shot by the man who was arrested last Thursday night, 35-year-old William Thomas Curry III. The video shows Curry walking towards Marr in the hotel's parking lot. Marr, who was unarmed, was shot by Curry, who fired a pistol. The arrest report also indicated officers finding three .40-caliber shell casings in the parking lot. The victim left a blood trail to another parking lot of a nearby retail store. The arrest report did not disclose, and Bryan police have not indicated what was the motive for the shooting. WTAW news time is 8:37. It's 77 degrees. You can text us any time of the day with your news tips, traffic updates, photos, and videos. The number is 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. Find more news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Well, you know, traveling by air can be a hassle just getting to the airport, and it can be an annoyance. There can be delays that you don't have any control over, and so as a result, whether it's business or pleasure, the trip starts in a really negative way. Well, that can change. All it takes is a call or go to the website for groundshuttle.com, because groundshuttle.com goes 6 daily shuttles to Austin's Bergstrom Airport, by the way, starting this week. They already do service to George Bush International and also to Hobby, but now again, starting on the 20th, and they're already taking reservations, of course, you can get to Austin that way too. How is that? In a big van, in a comfortable chair with Wi-Fi available, reclining seats, you get a chance to just sit back, relax, let the driver take care of the hassle. Oh, and then there's that whole parking thing. You don't have to do that either. Just go to groundshuttle.com, book your travel right now to any of the two airports in Houston and also to Austin starting on the 20th. And remember, they also have private car service available with a Mercedes S and R-Class. And if you're a group and you need to be traveling either in town or out of town, Ground Shuttle can do that for you too. All the information's right there available at groundshuttle.com. UnitedRoofing.com. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Partial sun today, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm through the afternoon hours, highs anywhere from 90 to 95. Clouds night, lows will be near 75. For tomorrow, partial sun, shower, thunderstorm possible during the afternoon, 90 to 95 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, we'll have a few clouds. It remains warm, lows 75 to 80. Wednesday, some sun, chance of a shower, thunderstorm later in the day, and a high of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, so we call the show the Infomaniacs because you end up getting information you might not get anyplace else.
Right.
So much info.
That you can share with people if you so fit. You see fit to do. Almost all mammals, including humans, pee the same amount of time. Just saying.
As in, like, Or I'm confused.
No. Yeah,
over a lifetime?
Yeah. No. Just the visit. Just one visit.
Okay. Well, sometimes visits are longer than others.
Well, but I'm saying almost all mammals, including humans, pee for about the same amount of time, an average of? Average of 21 seconds.
Hmm. I'll buy that.
Okay, now I'm just thinking.
I'll buy it. It just sounds odd.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking.
It just seems like you wouldn't be able to factor that in. I mean, that's like an average pee, but not,
right.
You know,
like
not
my,
like a...
My dog pees in little short spurts throughout the whole walk.
Oh, my gosh. My dog has to mark every single
tree.
Wait.
Now, the bets are off on dogs.
Because they have
the dogs
mammals.
Because they have, but they have like a reserve tank.
Yeah,
they
do.
Because they got to get over and mark something.
True.
They have like, they probably have a secondary tank.
Why in God's name did I walk in at this time? What are you people talking about?
Pee.
I'm just saying, we're talking about pee.
I would love to get Mr. Downs's.
I beg your pardon?
Just, what?
His pee?
No. His input.
His pee time? What's your pee time?
Yeah, no, okay. But, well, no, which reminds me.
It's very frustrating when the young lady up front, when I'm walking out, says, you're going to lunch or you go to pee?
What? Red, green.
And at my age, honestly, going to the washroom is like going to a fireworks display.
Oh, no, this is awful.
First of all, you stand there wondering if it's ever going to start.
Oh, stop.
I'm sorry.
Then when it does finally get going, there's lots of oohs and ahs.
Ben's embarrassed.
Yes, I am.
I find that so hard to believe that Mr. Downs.
And you're never completely sure when it's over.
Okay,
Who was that?
That was fantastic.
Red Green.
Oh. Yeah.
So, from a sports perspective,
it was on PBS for years,
was it? The Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. I remember this from a few years back. They had a game in the men's restroom at the urinals where you could score points. It was a racing game. And of course, you know, you had
got to be competing.
You had the target.
Eat or die.
You had the target in the urinal, and up above it had a monitor.
Yeah.
And you could, I think you could race other people. And then
I'm just curious how much longer this bit's going to go on. Can I come back?
Well, I'm saying the seventh inning stretch, they had all the points, like whoever won.
There you are. Anyhow, that's 21 seconds is the average
21
time,
seconds.
Just letting you know.
Okay.
5 minutes on 21 seconds.
Pez dispensers were designed to look like cigarette lighters.
No.
Because this just keeps getting better and better.
They were supposed to encourage people to stop smoking and use a mint instead.
Oh.
Okay. Oh.
Makes sense.
What would you like
were
to talk
Were Pez's ever
today?
Mint flavored?
I don't know.
All my Pez candy was like fruit flavored.
Yeah, that's right.
I collect Pez dispensers,
you
know.
I know you do. That's why I mentioned this. So
we always bring up the Pez stories.
Yeah, that's it, the Pez stories. Hmm. Yes, Mr. Downs?
I'm still, okay, I came in here with a full head of steam about your lack of interest in my Cassini email.
Oh!
Which apparently you moments ago said you didn't even bother to read.
He said he didn't receive it.
I may have received it, but the thing is...
I mean, it's Reber, one thing for Reber not reading it.
I have talked about it on the show at least twice.
Zach received it, too. Did Zach watch it?
We had a city
councilman. I didn't send it to Zach.
Yes, you did.
I sent it to Brad, I thought. Oh. Sorry.
No, you sent it to Scott, Chelsea, and Zach.
Okay.
I'm looking at the email right now.
I wasn't doing anything. Yeah. Just over here minding my own business.
What time was this? And what day was
it? It was September 15th, okay. Which was Friday.
Okay.
I don't have a time.
Right. That's fine. It's okay.
It just says 3 days ago.
And I'm sure it was
Doesn't really matter? It was during business hours, and there's been a day or well, two that you've been awake since then. I mean,
Scott's business hours end at 9 a.m.
That's right.
9:01. I think it was after. He gives us that much.
I think it was afterwards.
And right. So, anyway. I mean, okay, a city councilman comes in.
Yeah.
James Benham comes in. He talks about Cassini, and my staff goes, well, certainly interesting news there, Mr. Benham. What's just, this Cassini thing?
I didn't say that.
Is that what we sound like?
We're just not very, yeah, apparently.
Ooh.
Hey,
we're just not very cultured.
I don't know why people listen to us.
Anyway.
Isn't that pretty?
It is. It's important.
It is.
Cassini was French, but still, whatever, you know?
It's wonderful. And it lasted far longer than...
Turn it
okay,
up.
Okay, thank you. Our mission's fini. Bravo, Cassini.
Have some linguine. Yeah, there we go. Okay. I don't know if that's Adam Sandler.
Minute.
Is that Opera Man?
It's a minute.
It was 1 minute. That's as long as the red-green thing.
I've already zoned out. What?
Just listen to the rest of it.
All right, we will. We will. Can we do it after 9?
I don't care what you do. Obviously.
I've got him.
Obviously you care.
We have him in a perfect Monday morning mood.
I know.
If anybody needs anything special here at the radio station for Mr. Downs,
be sure
to go into his office this morning. Because he'll just...
By 10, if possible.
Well, I'm watching it right now, Mr. Downs, so be sure to keep that in mind.
Thank you, Zach.
On.
3 days too late.
Thank you, wonderful employee, Zach.
Employee of the month.
That's exactly right. So you had to know that this was going to happen. Halloween costume, it's that time, right?
Yep.
And, of course, they always like to have sexy costumes, so why not have a fake news sexy costume?
A fake news sexy costume.
Basically, it's a short dress that has headlines from newspapers and clippings from newspapers with the word fake printed across
nice.
The front.
Nice.
Okay.
That'll be fake news.
Zach, have you thought about that for the Coach Sumlin press conference?
Ooh. About fake news?
No, not that.
A
I'm
sexy
just saying,
dress?
Oh.
Wearing that old sexy dress thing that you used to wear to the press conference.
Well, you know, Coach...
Coach doesn't like that anymore.
Coach
doesn't
seem to appreciate that much nowadays.
Yeah, well, okay.
I don't know what's going on here.
I don't either.
Whenever we hang out for
I walked in, and you guys are talking about how long it takes to pee and about dogs.
Yeah.
And you're saying you don't know what's going on here.
Okay.
Please.
Right. I'm just saying, did you watch any of the Emmys last night?
No.
I saw your Veep girl. She won again.
She won. That's her sixth consecutive Emmy for Veep.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, for Veep. But she's won Emmys since like...
Seinfeld, right?
97. Yep. Yeah. I mean, she is...
She needs
a lot.
She needs the publicity. What's she worth? Like $17 billion dollars or something?
Oh, my gosh. Help us if Northwestern gets back in the NCAA tournament this year. All they showed was Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, yeah. Because it was her son plays.
He didn't even play, though. He's on the bench.
So? He's still on the team?
I feel bad because, I mean, Northwestern finally gets there because they're smart people. They don't care about athletics.
Yeah.
And they finally get to the NCAA tournament, and all they show is freaking Elaine.
She has won an Emmy every year since 2012, and then she also won in 2006 and in 96.
Yep. She's pretty dang good.
Well, she's funny.
Three different
shows. She is funny.
She's three different shows.
And it's amazing to me the difference between being Elaine and being Selena Meyer.
Oh, okay.
Because I can't recommend to anyone that they listen to Selena Meyer because there are words put together there that I'd never even thought of, and I grew up in Arkansas. In the backwoods.
But she also did a show on CBS in the middle. And didn't she win an Emmy for that?
Yeah.
The Adventures of
Christine.
Old Christine. I never watched that
show. I did.
Show,
but it was funny.
Yeah, so there.
And let's not forget her award-winning turn in Christmas Family Vacation.
Who was it? Oh, Wanda Sykes was in it with her.
Yeah, oh, there you are.
Yeah.
Now, while we're talking about old actresses, Jamie Lee Curtis is coming back for the next Halloween.
I saw that, yeah.
She done doing Proactive, or what was the?
Activia. It's something that helps Jamie Lee poop. I don't know.
It's yogurt.
Some yogurt or something.
Activia.
What if they just randomly throw that into the new Halloween movie?
I guarantee you at some point she'll be sitting there with a little cup and a spoon. I guarantee in the movie.
Well, we were talking about that Arrested Development. Henry Winkler stepped over a shark on the dock. I mean, there's no reason not to as long as people understand the reference.
Did the Emmys at any time take a break from slamming Trump? At any point, was there relief found on the desert island?
I kind of like Sean Spicer coming out with the podium, though. I thought that's okay. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. He's a presidential spokesperson.
As you can tell, everyone on the show agrees with you.
nobody watched it. None of us watched
it. He's right. I didn't. Yeah, I didn't watch it. I didn't know.
So I'm just saying.
Look,
I was at because we were all busy last night, Scott.
Yeah,
we were at an event for Brian Broadcasting.
Oh, that's right. You were representing the station.
We went to Lobster Fest.
Oh, how'd that go?
It went great.
It was great.
They have lobsters?
They did.
Okay.
Big ones.
Yeah.
Big red lobsters. Not, no, I was really hoping to get one of those translucent lobsters.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
Or the pink lobster, but I just got a normal old red one.
Okay. I found out what lobsters are called in Australia. They're called bugs.
Bugs.
We had an Australian at our table. It wasn't a question on the place card.
Oh, okay. I thought we had lobster trivia.
And then
this
we also
year.
Had steak.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If for folks who.
But you could really give me a tub of melted butter, and I'd eat anything with it.
Okay, that's it. And then the little corn cobs and all that kind
mm-hmm.
of
stuff. Yeah, potatoes, right, potatoes.
The thing that was interesting is I got there just as you know. It's interesting to me. I don't eat lobsters, but Lil spent a lot of time in Maine, so you know she's used to helping people, you know, with their first lobster and things. But Reber dives into that baby.
She left.
Oh, really?
I am. I do have to leave now, but you feel free to keep talking about me while I'm gone.
No, we're done. You know,
that's all she wrote on
that girl has had a lobster before in her life.
She knew how to take care of that.
Let's get cracking.
Yep.
So well, that's good. I'm glad that went well. And then there's a golf today, and so it's a full day for those chambers.
If you get a chance, if you ever open your windows in here, you might notice that there could be a risk to the golf tournament today. Have you go ahead and look outside. Look to the north.
Yes, look to the north.
Oh, my. Why, look at those. It's dark clouds.
Wow, look there. That could happen. Well, you know, it's okay. It goes for a good cause no matter what. They can go sit under the tent and wait for the rain to pass through and finish up their golf.
That's right. You can drink beer in the rain.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
It's time for the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. There's fun for all ages with a carnival, rodeo, shopping, and awesome concerts, including a Saturday performance by the Disney Channel star Sabrina Carpenter, Friday headliner Kevin Fowler, and Sunday stars La Energia Norteña. Exciting rodeo action and a carnival plus awesome concerts and so much more. Only at the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. Visit BrazosValleyFair.com for details or call 979-821-1450.
Brian Broadcasting invites you to attend the Save Our Streets Ministry's 16th Annual Banquet, Do Something, sponsored by Galleria de Spa and KBTX Media on September 26th at 6:30 p.m. SOS invests in lives to rescue, restore, and release families from a drug and gang-infested environment where abuse, poverty, and violence are a way of life.
I'm not called to everybody, but I'm called to somebody. We're all called to somebody.
Call 775-5357 or go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota, I'm in here with the dustpan and the broom just trying to sweep everything up. God, he just came
making,
in.
Making a mess.
He shattered the show. I mean, there was no place else
he
to go.
He was super impressed with my lobster eating skills. Was that what we were talking about?
Yeah, he said you had a lobster before.
I have had a lobster before.
So he said you were not dainty about it.
Nope.
Went right in there.
Elbow deep.
Taking care of that.
Yep.
All right, so there's another J.K. Rowling series in the works.
Really?
This one is called Career of Evil. It's part of the
Cormoran Strike series of novels that was written under her pen name.
Oh, I didn't know she had
Robert
another
Galbraith.
Series.
Yep.
Okay.
The BBC has picked up the series, which will be shown next year and likely show up on Cinemax, which holds the North American rights to the show sometime in the future.
Oh, so it's not a book series.
TV series?
It was a book series first.
Okay.
And now they're making...
Gotcha.
They're making
they should make like a whole life thing about Voldemort, like growing up. What if they did that?
There you go. Well, like Gotham, like they did the Batman.
Yeah.
Do that,
like a prequel.
There you go. In the movie It, you know, that Stephen King thing, spent another week at the top of the charts again. $60 million for that. American Assassin came out. That's the Michael Keaton movie where he kills people because it's called like Assassin. Did $14 million. But, It apparently, even though it's freaky and scary, seems to be still doing pretty good.
And even though it's a remake, like people already know what's going to happen,
yeah,
right?
That's right. Yep.
No, thanks.
Ooh. This season of American Horror Story triggering panic attacks in the real world for people with a phobia few people have heard of before. CNN says people suffering from trypophobia,
okay.
I guess, is they have an intense, irrational fear of small holes and clusters of circles and bumps like you'd find in honeycombs and lotus flowers or even bubble bath. The phobia is a key part of this season's American Horror Story cult as the main character named Allie Mayfield Richards is overwhelmed in the first episode by some holes in her souffle and a coral in her therapist's office that she thinks is staring at her.
Oh. Okay.
And again, apparently a real condition. The people who suffer from it describe feeling nauseous, headachy, and faint at the sight of items with tiny holes. They get scared at a strainer.
So Swedish cheese or Swiss cheese,
could do it.
Yeah.
And the internet is no help. Many sites with information about the phobia itself contain images that might trigger an attack of the symptoms.
Oh,
that's
kind
of dumb, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but I feel like if you're, you know, if you Google arachnophobia, spiders are going to pop up.
You're right.
So Bear Grylls has this show. I can't remember what the name of it is. Running Wild, maybe?
Okay.
Or one of his shows. Anyways, he helps people get over their phobias.
Okay.
And I remember catching a little bit of one. One guy was scared of bugs, which I can understand that.
Okay, got it.
The woman that was with him was scared of trees.
Oh, my.
She wouldn't take her child to the park because of the trees.
Wow. Okay, so now with the images from the TV show advertised on billboards and magazines, more people who thought their phobia was unusual are finding it's not any more unusual than the fear of spiders or heights or clowns.
Really?
That's what they say. Researchers say that the fear of small holes is likely a disease avoidance reaction on overdrive, hardwired into us to help us avoid diseases like smallpox or measles, which cause pock-like rashes. Man! First of all, never heard of it. Secondly, it sounds like there are a whole lot of people who may have it, and they're just now learning about it. Okay. Fox News has extended anchor Chris Wallace's contract with the network. Network announced that Chris will be staying as anchor of Fox News Sunday for several more years, as he put it. After almost 14 years in the anchor chair of Fox News, I think I'm starting to get the hang of it. Rupert Murdoch has asked me to stay on till after the 2020 election. I'm honored in his confidence. Okay, so we got that.
Hmm.
DVD rental, when was the last time you did one of those?
Redbox.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
When was the last time you rented something? When was the last time?
I can't tell you the last time I've even watched a DVD.
Okay.
A month or two ago, I guess.
All right.
Okay.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 is number one on sales.
Hmm.
And then the Lion King Signature Collection. I guess that's every Lion King that was ever made.
Gotcha.
Number two, and Baywatch is number three. As far as rentals are concerned, Baywatch is number one. Why would you buy Baywatch?
The movie, right? I mean, you saw the movie with The Rock and Zac Efron.
Sure,
of
that's
course.
Reason enough. Number two is Rough Night. Number three is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
That's for rentals if you want to do that.
Rough Night. I don't even know if I've heard
Rough
of that.
Night. I think it was the bachelorette party where they kill the stripper.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That got real dark real fast.
I think he dies like on accident.
Oh.
Six-year-old Emma of Rock Hill, Missouri, very excited to get a playhouse from her grandma, Bobby.
Okay.
Now, in fact, she's...
Bobby? How does she... Never mind. Go ahead.
She's so enamored
that she just gets into this. What happens is she has to receive breathing treatments for her autoimmune disorder. She got so excited over the house.
Oh.
But now the Homeowners Association, where she lives, says the house violates the no-shed policy.
Oh,
and it has
to be
torn down.
What?
Yep.
Dream killers.
Our HOA bylaws say you can't have a shed, but it doesn't say anything about a playhouse, Mom says.
Right.
Well, but the homeowners, they've even threatened to take legal action if the house is not scraped.
Why would you live in a neighborhood that doesn't allow sheds?
Yeah, well, you know,
it's the biggest question.
The HOA released a statement saying that they will not budge. We've kindly requested them to remove the unapproved structure numerous times to no avail. We know both the Goolsbys and their real estate agent have copies of the rules prior to purchasing the home, and they simply ignored them. At a recent HOA annual meeting, the board opened the floor to the Goolsbys to appeal their case, and the HOA decided to hold firm on our original decision.
Hmm.
So there you
just
are.
Just this poor kid.
I know.
Almost
and
dies
and she's got
out
the
of
autoimmune
happiness.
System.
Yeah, yep. And now yep. They're going to take it away.
All right, so who says you need a gym to lose weight? A 30-year-old woman in England named Holly Nolan got up to 225 pounds after her second kiddo wanted to get back in shape.
Mm-hmm.
She bought a videotape with exercise. She was supposed to buy hand weights. Instead, she used 2 cans of baked beans.
Nice.
And she lost almost 30 pounds.
Good for her.
Jazzercise.
That jazzed her so much that she joined a gym and lost another 70 pounds.
Whoa. Wow.
She has lost
Holly.
100 pounds in a year.
Hey, get it, girl.
We're back tomorrow, 9 o'clock, WTAW College Station.